Have you ever considered just how much trouble God went to invite people along to that very first Christmas? Sure, it was nothing fancy. I mean, a young couple bringing another child into the world, not in a private hospital suite or even a hotel room, but in some smelly, drafty stable amongst these, well, shall we call them intensely unhygienic farm animals? And yet, to the wise men, the astrologers, the magi, he sent a moving star. That's pretty cool. But what about those ordinary shepherds in the field, resting after yet another mundane day at the office? It seemed that he saved the best for these blue-collar workers. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven and on earth. Let there be peace to all people who please him." I mean, really? Angels in the sky, singing songs, praising God, and all those lights? That spectacular piece of celestial theatre took quite a bit of effort, I'd imagine. Facebook would have been so much easier. He could have just established a closed group, or even a public one for that matter. What would you call it? Bethlehem Nativity, perhaps? And then he'd have been able to spend a few months inviting selected people to join the group, post a few teasers, that sort of thing. And when it all happened, he could have gone live. Joseph and Mary are live. That's the latest thing on Facebook, streaming live video right from the stable. That's what some women are doing these days, streaming their childbirth live on the internet. Sensational. And then after the baby's been born, upload some happy snaps taken on a smartphone direct from the stable onto Facebook and Instagram. You can't forget Instagram. And voila, the shepherds and the rest of the world could have found out through their 4G connection. Of course, God could have done it that way. But it would have left just one thing missing. The awesome glory of God. There's nothing like a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, don't you think? Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please him." Wow, that's God's word, fresh for you today.